I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, July 30th. A 17-year-old Weymouth boy was killed and four other people were seriously injured yesterday morning when a stolen SUV crashed into a tree in Abington. This happened just before 8 o'clock on Washington Street. Police had identified a Hyundai Santa Fe that had been reported stolen just before 3:30 in the morning out of Brockton and were attempting to conduct a stop when the vehicle left the road and struck the tree. Five people were in the SUV at the time of the crash. Investigators said one female passenger was ejected from the vehicle. Three other passengers, one male and two females, suffered life-threatening injuries. The two male and two female victims, ages 14 to 17, were initially taken to area hospitals before being transferred to Boston for further treatment. The names of those involved in the crash have not yet been released. According to police, the officer involved in the pursuit has been placed on leave in accordance with the department's protocol. State police detectives assigned to the Plymouth County DA's office are assisting Abington police with that investigation. Jurors yesterday heard the gut-wrenching 911 call Patrick Clancy made after he found his young sons and daughter with exercise bands around their necks during the murder trial of his former wife, Lindsay Clancy, the Duxbury mother accused of killing her three children in 2023. Patrick Clancy testified that he left Lindsay home with the children on the evening of January 24, 2023, to pick up medication and dinner. And when he returned, the home was quiet. He said he entered his bedroom and saw blood everywhere and the window open. Clancy said he went outside, found his wife face up in the yard. Patrick was excused from the courtroom before the prosecution showed jurors the exercise bands that prosecutors said were found around the children's necks and the clothing the children were wearing at the time. The 911 call was played in the courtroom for the jurors but will not be released to the public. During a recess, EMTs had to respond to the Plymouth County Superior Courthouse, where an officer said that somebody was experiencing an anxiety attack. However, all the jurors returned when testimony resumed. During cross-examination, defense attorney Kevin Reddington focused on Lindsay Clancy's life as a mother and her treatment in the months before the children's deaths. He showed family photos, social media posts, and handwritten notes, while Patrick Clancy testified that she loved being a labor and delivery nurse, but struggled with anxiety, sleep deprivation, and medication changes. A proposal for a large new residential development in North Quincy has been continued until October. The Quincy Planning Board last night continued the hearing on plans for a 520-unit, four-building development on Newport Avenue Extension to October 14th. Trammell Crowe Developers wants to use the location of two empty office buildings for the new project that will also include a parking garage and surface parking with a total of 540 parking spaces. The project would be developed at the former site of Granite Telecommunications, which moved into the adjacent State Street South complex. Some residents expressed concern that the project would make the already heavy traffic in that area worse. Planning Board suggested that the developer consider reducing the parking in an effort to encourage residents to use the nearby North Quincy T station. The meeting was continued until October 14th. State Senate passing a redrafted bill yesterday enabling the state to take by eminent domain the property occupied by the under-construction Norwood Hospital. with the caveat that the land taking is subject to legislative appropriation. The House passed similar but narrower legislation in an effort to salvage and reopen Norwood Hospital, the last remnant of the Steward Healthcare bankruptcy saga. The hospital closed in June of 2020 due to catastrophic flooding, and construction of a new building was stalled as Steward stopped paying a contract and went bankrupt. Under the Senate bill, the Division of Capital Asset Management and Maintenance Commissioner would conduct a competitive bidding process for the property, requiring that proposals contemplate usage for healthcare purposes and only allowing bids from nonprofit buyers. An MPT fact sheet circulated this week said the firm has invested more than $350 million in rebuilding Norwood Hospital, and under the right set of circumstances, will consider funding even more, as much as $150 million estimated to complete the clinical construction. Like the House, the Senate bill authorizes the state to take the Norwood property for the purpose of ensuring access to health care for the public, but the Senate bill clarifies the land taking is subject to sufficient appropriation from the legislature, as well as acceptance of bids, proposals, or other offers from a qualified nonprofit organization. The Senate bill also outlines a contingency plan if a nonprofit entity does not complete a purchase of the property by January 15, 2033. DCAM could sell the property, lease it for up to 99 years, or convey an interest in the property. The town of Norwood would have the right to first refusal to purchase, lease, or acquire interest in the land parcels. The House must now consider the Senate's expanded approach. It's unclear whether the differing approaches will require conference committee assignments by tomorrow. Ron Iacobucci of Quincy has been appointed to serve on the Massachusetts Autism Commission. Governor Healey recently named Iacobucci to the commission that advocates for policies and initiatives that improve opportunities and quality of life for individuals on the autism spectrum and their families. Iacobucci has a son with autism and says his personal experiences helped fuel his commitment to ensuring that people with autism have the most opportunities to reach his or her full potential. Iacobucci also leads the Mass Higher South Shore Career Center in Quincy Center. A check of business news this morning. Stocks tumbled. The Dow was down over 1,100 points. The NASDAQ lost 433, and the S&P dropped 112. Asian stocks were lower. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil up to $88 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the A's 4-2. Series continues on the West Coast tonight at 9:40. National Weather Service forecast today, rain and scattered showers, high of 68. Tonight, patchy fog, a low of 64. A few showers around tomorrow, high 76. Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 83. Cloudy on Sunday and a high of 82. For the boater, waves 2 to 3 feet, winds northeast at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, high tide 12:47 p.m. Sunrise 5:34, sets at 8:05. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, July 30th.